Meyasphere, Svarat Mahamah Shabbos. Meyasphere is a preparation for Shavuos. Close to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the day of, which is called Hilula de Reb Shem Bar Yochai. The great Yom Tov of Reb Shem Bar Yochai. Svaratum Lochem, the Chaim HaKadosh, teaches the Svaratum Lochem that you should purify yourself and be like Evan Sapir, like a precious diamond, like a sapphire stone. And your midos, your character, your guf, and your neshama should be sort of purified like Svartan. You should shine like an Evan Sapir, like a sapphire stone, like a sort of jewelry. You should change yourself over and purify yourself until you become sort of you illuminate yourself like a light. You become a light, like a sphere. Svartan Lacha. It's our preparation to Shavuos. In other words, it means that Shavuos, we have the Luchas, the Rebbeinu gives us the Torah with the Luchas. The Luchas are called Luchas Avan. Chazal tell us that the Luchas were like diamonds. So really it means that we should resemble to the Luchas, we should try to be like Luchas ourselves. Whereas the Rebbeinu Shlom should be able to write the Torah on us, on our heart. Kosvim aliyach lebecha, it says, kosvim aliyach lebecha. You have to write the Torah on your heart. So aliyach leba mechtevenu, lasid lobe. When Mashiach comes, the Rebbeinu Shlom will write the Torah on the hearts of Klal Yisrael. So the heart of Klal Yisrael, which is really the whole being of ourselves should be a resemblance of the Luchas. Svartam Lucham, you should shine like Evan Sapir, like the Luchas, so the Rebbeinu should be able to write the Torah on our hearts, on Aluach Lebecha. Sapir is Gematri Ofer. Modern Rishon says Ka'afar Atav Alafar Toshuv. The Xeris Misa, the decree of Misa on Modern Rishon was said in a Lashon of Ofer. You are Ofer. Ofer doesn't live. Ofer is not something that has life. So Afar Atav Alafar Toshuv, you return to dust, you return to Ofer. So the idea of the Luchas is that the Luchas are made of Avonim. Avonim are rocks. Rocks also come from Ofra. Rocks is also a type of Ofra. In other words, there's ability for Klal Yisrael to change over the Ofra, and the Ofra, even though there's a Gzeira that you are like Ofra, you return to Ofra, but Ofra itself could live like B'tchias HaMeis. You could make something that doesn't live. It could have new life, which is called B'tchias HaMeis. And then this offer is like Luchas, and this offer becomes like Luchas. In other words, and it has a greater madrig of life, a life of which is changed over from offer, from Misa, into life, which is called Tchias HaMeisa. That's the idea of the Luchas. Luchas is the transformation of offer into something which lives a very high form of life, such a type of life, which you are able to write oisius a Torah, oisius of Luchas on that offer. The whole idea of Matan Torah is the idea of reaching to that madrega of Chai, like Klal Yisrael told Moshe, said to Moshe Rabbeinu after Matan Torah, Ayem Azer Inu. Now we realize when the Rebbeinu Shem talks to us and talks to us divrei Torah, then we start living, we start feeling what life means. A different type of life, a life which reveals the life of everything in everything in creation, from top to bottom, even the offer, which is the greatest achizon of the Nachash offer lachma, he has the greatest hold on offer, on Gashmi is on offer, which is called his lechem, his parnosa, the lechem, the bread of the Nachash, of the Sitracha, of the Samach Mem, his offer, and offer out of Allah for Tashuv. So that itself could be changed over to a great madrega of life, chod, become chod. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu made the Nachash, and says in the pasuk, "V'hibet al Nachash Nachoshes v'chod." Look at the Nachash Nachoshes. Nachash Nachoshes is the makor, the source of Misa, and you look at it and v'chod. You could not only you wouldn't die, you would get life from it. So it says Los Lovoi, Samach Mem, which is the part of the Samach Mem which stands for Misa, Samach Mem. Samach Mem is like Sam Amovas, Samach Mem. And this will be changed over, and the Atbash of Samach Mem, Atbash, probably the Oilam is familiar with Atbash, you know, every letter has a corresponding letter. And the Aleph base, which Aleph has a Tov, and base has a Shun, goes from top to bottom, and from bottom to top. They correspond one to another. So the Atbash of Samach Mem is Chai. Samach Mem gets changed over to Chai, and also Lovoi, the Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed. Aleph Lamed is Kev, that's his good part, that's the Chelik of the Samach Mem, which is Elikus, Kev. And from the Samach Mem will be changed over to Keil Chai. Keil Chai will be the name of the Samach Mem Lost Lover. And we are working with the Yimei Sphere, because the Yimei Sphere are 49 days. So 49 is Gematria Keil Chai. So we are working in the Yimei Sphere to attain that Madrega of Keil Chai. So that's the idea of the Luchas. Luchas is if you say Chai and spelled out, you know, you can spell out the letters of the Aleph Beis. Chai is Ches, Ches is Ches Yud Tov, and Yud of Chai is Yud Vav Dalet. So that's Chai spelled out. Chai spelled out is Gematria Luchas, because the Luchas are the inin of Chai. And if you change over the whole Samach Mem Aleph Lamed into Atbash, not only the letters Samach Mem, also the Kel of you will also change it over into Atbash. So Kel and Atbash is Aleph is a Tav, and Lamed is a Chav. So you have Chai Tav Chav. Chai Tav Chav is also Gematria Luchas. So the whole Samach Mem, when it's changed over into Atbash, is Gematria Luchas. So you have in the Luchas itself, there were two special letters, which all the Luchas, when you saw the letters of the Luchas, you couldn't see really the Gashmis, that it's living letters, it's Osis. If you look at the Ruchnis, you could see that the Ruchnis, the Lukus. But plain the Gashmis, physically, there was nothing which was like a nace, which was a miracle in the letters of the Luchas. Besides the fact that the mem the samach shabaluchas, the mem and the samach and the luchas, the neis oyoim, they were standing through a neis. Only the mem and the samach of the luchas, which is the letters of the samach mem, they had a special neis, and through this neis he saw that they are living letters. They didn't fall down. The middle of the letter didn't fall down. If it would fall down, it's like offer. It falls down. It's offer. If it's hanging in the air, so it means that it's living. Chai noisas atzmai, something that's living carries itself. It doesn't fall down. The chius of the letters of the luchas were apparent, were revealed through the letters samach mem. So you see where it seems to be samach mem, where it seems to be offer, it seems to be the bread of the Nachash, it seems to be the place where the Sitracha has the greatest hold, there, on the contrary, there you could find the greatest chius, the greatest life, the greatest elikus. That's why the Torah was given in Har Sinai, in the Midbar, that's a mokem nochosh sarov akrov, in a place where it's the nochosh, the sarov, the serpent, the akrov, the scorpion, all types of names of sitra achra are there, and there dafke, only there, the Bereshim gave the Torah, like the Zohar says, las nahera ele megoy chashoicha. The greatest light comes out from the greatest darkness. The whole idea of Matan Torah is the Arofel, the great deep, the dense fog, the Arofel, the Choshech, Onan V'Arofel, An Sheshamu Elokim, and Moshe Nigash El Arofel, An Sheshamu Elokim. So that's the whole idea of the sphere, the whole idea of Matan Torah, to change over the offer, to change over the Mokim of the Sitra Acher, to a Mokim Kedusha, of a Mokim of Chiyus, a Mokim of Vachar. So you have the Mem V'Samach Shebeluchas, Shebeneis Oyon, they were standing through a Neis. This is a verse from a Gaon, from generations ago. His name was Avshalom Kamenke, he was a Talmud of Rapshitz, the great Gaon. So he said a verse on the Indian of the Mem V'Samach Shebeluchas, Beneis Oyonim. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to 1,000 Oyris, 11 Oyris by Matan Torah. And after the Chetu Egel, the Bereshim took away from him these 1,000 Eiris. This is the secret of the small Aleph of Ayikara. These are the 11 Eiris which left Moshe Rabbeinu through the Chetu Egel. So this Gaon said, there's a Pshalom, that if you look at the Luchas Hashoynes, the Anoich Hashem Lekecha, until the end of the Luchas, the Reyecha, the whole Luchas, you'll see 22 mems. Notice 22 final mems which stand the neis. Because when Chazal tell the neis oyam, that means the end of mem, the final mem, the mem which is in the end of a word, which that's a closed letter. And the samach. So you see 22 mems and 2 samachs. So the gematria of 22 mems and 2 samachs is gematria 1,000. 22 mems is gematria, mem is gematria 40, so 22 is 880, and samach is gematria 60, so it's 2 samachs is 120, so together it's elef. So these are the elef oiris, the 1,000 oiris which left Moshe Rabbeinu after by Shviras Aluchas. Through Shviras Aluchas, so these mem the samach shabaluchas sort of fell down, so through that he lost. Temporarily, of course, Moshe gives it back Shabbos, and these elef oiris, these 1,000 oiris. So it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu, these elef oiris were made up of 24 parts, 22 letters, 22 mems, and two samachs. It means 24 letters. Chazal tell us, "Vayitan al Moshe kichaloisay, kichaloisay lashon kala." Just like a kala has to be mekushet with 24 kishutim, has to have, Chazal has to have 24 ornaments, 24 jewelries, which it says in Yishai. Yishai speaks about the kishutim of a kali. It mentions 24 kishutim. That's why the 24 parakim and sechta Shabbos. Shabbos kala has to have 24 kishutim, 24 ornaments, 24 types of jewelry. So just like a kala has 24 kishutim, so Moshe Talmud Chacham has to be mekushet. He has to have kishutim with 20. He has to be a baki. He has to know the 24 sforim of Nevi'im. The 24 we have 24 sforim of Nevi'im. And the Chazal Darshnet of Kechaloisay that the Moshe gave Moshe the Luchas like a kal. So it could be the meaning is like this, that of course Tom Tachman has no the whole Torah, has no Shashalom Hoysay Chazal to Bechol Mokam Vahim, he has no Shas, he has no Torah Shabbat. What's the big Chiddush, what's the big accomplishment that he knows the 24 Sforim? The Shalmi says, Reif Chachma, Reif Kras. If Klaisu wouldn't have done Averis, they would have never been Zoicha to the 24 Sforim of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im came to give Musa, to make Klal Yisrael do tshuva, to say Teichacha for Klal Yisrael, So through this, through the Averis that Klal Yisrael did, so Klal Yisrael had to have these 24 Sforim of Nevi'im. So it comes out that the Nevi'im came to make Klal Yisrael do tshuva, to be mesaken, to rectify the faults of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't have done these Averis, so it can't be that Klal Yisrael would have lost the light of the Nevu'im, of the Nevi'im, the whole Kiddush of the Nevi'im, of the Kav Dalet Sforim. In Torah itself, that the Rosh Hashanah gave in the Luchas itself, in Torah itself, there was all these 24 Sforim, these Kiddusha of all the Nevi'im. They have such a great Kiddusha that they could go down to the Averis of Klal Yisrael and make Klal Yisrael do tshuva on these Averis. But at its shorish, at its source, it's pure Divrei Torah. It's Divrei Torah, which is Torah at Tzadikim, it's Torah on Shama, it's Torah at Lukus. And it has such a great power, it has such great secrets, that's also Mevarah Dara too. It could go into the Ra, into the Koiches of the Yetzirah, into the Koiches of Ra, and change over the Ra to Torah too. But at its source, it's Kedusha, it's Luchas. And Talmud Chacham, when he learns Torah, he has to learn Torah, such a Torah, that this Torah could go into the deepest koimus of Ra, into the deepest darkness, and change over the Ra into Torah. That means that he's a Baki in the Kav Dalet Sforim. He does the same thing that the Nevi'im did. If the Klaus wouldn't have done these Averis, so these Averis, these Kav Dalet Sforim would have been included in the Luchas, and this is Mamish, the Mem V'Samach Shabaluchas. The Mem V'Samach Shabaluchas is the Koiches Hara, which is at its source, at its form, like it's in the Luchas, it's B'Neis HaYomdim, it's a Neis. It's a Neis, how the Rebbeinu could be Mechayah the Ra, how the Rebbeinu could give life to Ra, how the Kedusha could go down into the deepest offer, into the deepest Ra, and give it Chiyus. That's a neis. It's a big neis. It's the mem v'samach. It's the chiyus of the samach mem. It's the mem v'samach shebeluche shebeneis oyand. Talmud Chacham has to be baki in this mem v'samach shebeluches. He has to be mekushet with the kav dalet kishut ekala. In other words, he has to have the ability to change over everything in creation, from the highest form of creation to the lowest form, to the midbar, to the chayshach anav arafel, and change it over, make it into kishut ekala. That's that koyach the Rosh gave to Moshe. Yitan Moshe kechaloisa. This pasuk is said just before the eagle. The Torah speaks about the eagle, because when the Klausel made the eagle, so why did the Rosh give the luchas to Moshe? It was after the chayt eagle, but he gave it with the koyach of kechaloisa, of the kishut ekal. He gave it the koyach that in the luchas he'll bring down the luchas. The kiddush of the man v'samosh of luchas would change over the chayt eagle and make it into a koyach atshuv, into a yom kippur, make it a kishut ekal. So these are the 24 kishut ekal, which is really correspondent to the 24,000 Talmid Rebbe Akiva. It's 1,000 because it's 1,000 euros, and it's the Mispah 24 because it stands for the 24 Kishut Ekala. And that's part of our preparation for Shavuos, to make these Kishut Ekala. We're a Kala on Shavuos, we are Kala. Version of the Chasm, we're the Kala. We have to have Kishut Ekala. The Luchas is the Kishut Ekala. The members of Samach Shev Luchas are the Kishut Ekala. And we work on in the Meir Sphere to become like Luchas. So we work that we should be able to have that Kiddusha, which is called Kishut Ekala, to be able to be Moitze Chain Be'enei Hashem, and the Rebbeinu should give us through the Chain of the Kala, the Chos, and the Rebbeinu should give us the Torah and Matan Torah. So the Pasuk says, Nasata L'Yireyecha Neis L'Snoiseis Nei Koish Atzela. First, you can touch it plain like we touch it now. The Sata L'Reecha, you gave to Klal Yisrael Neis, the Mem V'Samach Shabaluchah Shabaneis HaYomdim. And Pnei, why did he give it to them? Pnei Koish Etzelo, because they have the Kishut Ekala. They were Mekashet themselves with the Kishut Ekala. In order that they should be worthy to receive this Mem V'Samach Shabaluchah Shabaneis HaYomdim. because of their kishutim, he gave them this naceless noises, these two types of nisim, the nace of the mem, the nace of the samach, naceless noises, nekoshetzel. The Yer Kodesh says on the pasuk, it's a pasuk we say in the Zayin, the Nechamta, we say in the Nechamta, we say this pasuk. The Benjamin will be Mavasa for the Shechina. Ri kulam nikbitu baolach. Like the pasuk says, everyone came. Nikbit, all the shamas had a tikkun. All the shamas came to Mashiach, came to the tikkun. Nikbit kulam nikbitu baolach. All the shamas of Klal Yisrael came to the real true Madrega. They had a tikkun Yimoisa Mashiach. But Yidach Memani Nidach. No one will be left out. All the shamas will come back to the Shairish, will come back, will tshuva, come to the tikkun. So the Rish says one of the hardest neshamas, one of the greatest tumas, is a tumah which is an old tumah. He was once loving Rami. Then he became a Gilgal. He became Bilam. Then he became Novel, a Carmeli. Novel in the time of David. Novel is Oisi, is the same Oisi as Lavan. Until he'll have a tikkun, lost his lover. He'll have the Gemara, the end of his tikkun, he'll have lost his lover. And this is from the hardest neshamas. It's the hardest neshamas to be Masake. The biggest tumas were there. So he says that the Rosh Tevis kula nikbitzu ba'olach, Rosh Tevis nikbitzu ba'olach, Rosh Tevis novel. The Bersha will tell the Shechinah Tosh, will tell, you know, even novel is also had a tikkun. Kulam nikbitzu ba'olach. Everyone had a tikkun. Even novel had a tikkun. Yimoisa Mashiach. So it could be, like remember, Meram is here, the Indian of the Samach Mem gets changed over to Chai. So the difference in Gematria, if you calculate the difference, not so hard, the difference in Gematria between Samach Mem, which is Gematria 100, to Chai, which is 18, so it's 82. 82 is Gematria Lavan or Novo. In other words, when the Samach Mem gets changed over into Chai, so it becomes Chai, and the rest becomes Lavan, Lavan Chai. If you want to change Samach Mem into Chai, so it's like Lavan Chai, even Lavan is Chai. Lavan is Chai, the Samach Mem gets changed over. That's where you find that David HaMelech sent Shlichem to Nabal and told him, Amartam, Koy Lachoy, Ata Shalom, Shalom, Beischa Shalom, V'chala Shalcha Shalom. Zohar even asked, how could David say Shalom to Rasha? And Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rasha. So Zohar says that David really meant the Shechinah Kedosh. He told him to speak to the Shechinah. Amartam Koy, speak to the Shechinah L'Choy, the Shechinah S'Choy. It's really hard, what's Pshat? He talked to the Shechinah, he talked to Novel. He talked to Novel in his Madrega like he'll be part of the Shechinah, he'll be attached to the Shechinah, like Asad Lover, Kulam Nikbetu Ba'olah. So tell him, Ramartan, tell him, Koy L'Choy, you'll be also Choy. Yan a novel, is from the Vela, your mace. It says, by Yomos Lev Novel, Novel's heart died. He was a Shom B'chayim Kri Mason. He was a Metzias of mace. Ramartan, tell him, I'm the Sheikh, that's why David was so angry at Novel, because it was Pogim Mashiach. He was pogim in David. He didn't have enough respect for David. And David is Mashiach. And without Mashiach, Novel will never have a tikkun. His only tikkun is that it should be attached to Mashiach. Only Mashiach will be able to be misakinah. There are many types of neshamas. The neshamas that could be misakin themselves through their own ma'isim, their tzaddikim. There are many neshamas that could do themselves tshuva. There are many types of neshamas. The lowest neshamas are such neshamas that without Mashiach they're lost. Only Mashiach could be misakin them. And their only hope and their only hope of having once a tikkun of coming to Olam Haba is only to be attached to Mashiach. And Novel didn't have the cheretz for David. He detached himself from David HaMelech, from Mashiach. So don't say, tell him, Koy l'choy, you'll have to be liver once. Only through me you'll be able to be choy. So he'll be changed over, novel will be changed over, and be part of this choy. Novel, Samach Mel, will become lovan or novel choy. So then he will become part of the Kishute Kala. Kishute Kala. So that's why the pasuk ends there. Kulam nikbitzu boiloch, and the pasuk says, "Mamish behedi." What we're speaking about? Chai onu, chai oni nemasham. Ki kulam kadid tikshoris kashem kikal. You will take them, make these neshams your ornaments, your jewelry, your ornaments. Kulam nikbitzu boiloch. Novel also had a tikkun. Chai oni. It's going to be chai. Ki kulam kadid tilbashi is kashem kakal. So this is the tikkun of novel, the kavdalit kishute kal, which is, this is the inyan of the kavdalit talmidei Rebbe Akiva, which the Riyah Kodesh says they correspond to the kavdalit words, letters of Baruch Shem Kavod Machisa Leilam Vod, which we say loud on Yom Kippur, because Baruch Shem Kavod Machisa Leilam Vod means, we won't go barichas into it, but means that the Baruch Shem is in such places that he can't even say the Shem Hashem. And there's also the Shem Kivoid Machusa. He says it's quiet. He says Bachashoy. It's called, Chazal tells, it's called Tzikik Deir. Tzikik Deir means that it's not really a covet for the Rebbein Shalom to say that the Rebbein Shalom is in these low places. And you have to say, when you mamshach the Achdus Abayi, which is called Baruch Shem Kivoid Machusa, which is called Yichud Tator, you're saying really that the Rebbein Shalom is in the Chaim Volozhin is Marach, and it's very much in Nefesh HaChaim, that you should make a mistake with it. But it really means that the Rebbein Shalom is Machayim, the Samach Mem, he's Machay Dera, he's Machay everything. Machusa Bakoy, the idea of Machusa Bakoy, Mashal. There's nothing less a Sarponim in that. There's no place, there's no vacuum. There's no place in the world which is vacuum Chas V'Shalom from Elikus. Everything is full with a Elikus. M'loich HaLoretz Kevoida. Godness, like the Rishon says, Heichan Elikachi, we're asking, hey, where is the Rebbein Shalom? Where do you find God? Where do you find the Rebbein Shalom? Go up to heaven, find, look, go here, go ahead, go to Yerushalayim, go to Tzion, go to find, where is the Rebbein Shalom? So the answer is, B'krach Godel Sharoimi, in the big city of Rome, there you find the Rebbein Shalom. In the greatest Tumah you'll find the Rebbein Shalom. In the greatest Choshech you find it. If you differentiate between Tzion and Haroim, then you didn't find the Rebbein Shalom. You find the Rebbein Shalom when you're able to see through the greatest darkness and the Rafal and Shasham Elokim. This is the idea of Baruch Shem Kivod Machus Eloilam Bar. So Yaakov Avinu, which is Emes. Emes is Lashon Kodesh. But it's Targum also. Targum is Lashon Chod. Targum is the Lashon of the Sitracha. Chazal tells Targum is Lashon of the Sitracha. And in Targum, Emes in Targum is called Kosht. Kishita. Kishita Kalu. The Emes, when it goes into Targum, becomes Kishute Kalu. The Chalkas HaSoda, the Kever of Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov Avinu, bought from Shechem, and Shechem is Roshitev, Shem Kivod Machusar, and he bought it, this Chalkas HaSod, the Bemeyo Kisita. Yaakov is Emes, but here he is not Emes, it's Emes in Targum, it's Emes in Loshen Targum, it's Meyo Kisita. Loshen Targum, Lavan Arami brought Loshen Targum into the Torah. But Lavan Karleg called it the Igar Sadisa, he brought Loshen Targum into the Torah. So Loshen Targum is the Loshen of Lavan Arami. Arami, Aramis, it's Loshen Arami. It's Loshen Targum. Emes and Targum is Kisita. Meyo, Samach Mem. Meyo is Gematri Samach Mem. But Meyo Kisita means the Samach Mem, which becomes Kishute Kala, the Hebrew Shem, and there's the shortage of the Kavdalet Elif Talmid Rebbe Kiva. Because the Ri says that the Kavdalet Elif Talmid Rebbe Kiva will Gilgulim from Dan Sheshchem. The Anshe Shechem became a Gilgul, and they became the Kavdal Elav of Shevet Shimon, and then they became again, which died by the mice of Tor, and then they became the Kavdal Elav Talmidei Rebbe Kiva. These Kavdal Elav Talmidei Rebbe Kiva, which were in Shechem, in the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kivod Machusa, in Shechem, Shem Kivod Machusa, there Yaakov bought that Chalkas Asada, the Meir Kisita, through that Koich, he's able to be Mavar, to change over the Samach Mem into the Inyan of Emes. So he's saying the after, he said before Shavuos, V'hoi mispar b'nei Yisrael k'choy l'ayom, asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer, v'hoi b'mkoyim, asher yom elam, lo yam yata, yom elam b'nei k'el choy. First we'll start with the end of the pasuk, which b'mkoyim asher yom elam lo yam yata. From the same place where it always came, the Lo Yami Yata, the Samach Mem, which tried to make us Lo Yami. From there, that place itself, the Mkoyim, and that place itself will become Bnei Keil Chor. You'll become Keil Chor, children of the Keil Chor, from this place of Lo Yami Yata. When do we work on that? The Meya Sphere. Mispa Bnei Yisrael Anshe, Lo Yimad V'lo Yisofa stands for the Meya Sphere. Because the Meir sphere is really like it's like two parts. You count and you don't count. A little you count and really at its shoresh you don't count. You count for 49 days. You count. But the Torah says Tispi Chamishim Yah. It doesn't say 49. It says Chamishim Yah. So Chazal tell us Ad Chamishim Lo Yad Bechlal. It's Chamishim because it really means that the Chamishim. The Shara Chamishim is higher than Mispar. It's Lamayla Mispar. You can't count it. Counting means that it's within the boundaries of our Avona, our understanding. It's Tachas Agvul. Mispar is on the Gvul. We could have a Sog in it. We could understand it. We could work with it. It has Cheshbonis. We're Baal Gvul. We're limited. We're not inside. We're not unlimited. So they have to bring all the oils down to our kalim, to our ability, to our yecholus, so we have mispar, we're finite, we're not infinite. You know, we have to bring everything has to have a levush, and you have to bring it down. You can't daven a whole day. You can't daven without gvul. You can't learn without a gvul. Everything has to have a gvul. But the Rebbeinu Shlom is ein sof. And in everything that we do, which is through, which is a mispar, which is a cheshbon, which is a calculation, we have to calculate. You have to live a structured life. You know, you have to live a schedule with every yeshman ve'ez l'chol chayfitz. Everything has its place, its man. Everything has to have the guidelines of halacha, the guidelines of the yicholus of a person, of the ability of a person. You can't. And really, if you go without gvul, they wouldn't have a kiyum. It's shvius akelim. You can't work without a gvul. But in everything that you do, which has a gvul, has to be a sort of spark, a nitzutz, which is lamaylam na gvul, which is a lakus. In other words, like when you see a tzaddik davening, even though he davens with hilchas tefillah, he davens bzman tefillah, he davens doesn't daven a whole day, he davens according to his schedule. But b'shas he davens, when he davens, you could see that there's something beligvul in his davening. In other words, if he wouldn't be mitzumtzum, if he wouldn't be forced to daven, to be ingvul, he would daven forever. He has to daven ingvul, but when he davens, it seems that he'll daven forever. He only stops. After that, he stops. It's like the yam. The yam is called ma'im she'elam soy. It seems that the ma'im will spread out in the whole world. But when it comes to its gvul, it just breaks. The mind breaks. It's ma'im she'ein lamsov, and the waves rise, the waves go. But they come to it, they have to stop. It's an ein soif, which is together with a soif. In other words, the version is mitzamtzim. The ein soif, he sort of contracts. The ein soif, it should be able to be in a kele, in a kele of gvul. That's the real Avodas Hashem. The Avodas Hashem is that the Ein Sof, the Neshama, which is Ein Sof, the Rotzen of a person, the Cheshik, the Hava, the Yira, his connection to Rebbein Shem would be with such a Rotzen that's really believable. That's Chamishim Yon. The whole idea of the sphere is that Tispri Chamishim Yon, 7 is always on the Gvul, always 7, you have 7 days of week, 7 Shmitas, everything 7. 7 is stands for Gvul, for the Gvul and Zman. It's always a misper of 7. So 7 times 7 is Mantas, that's in Gvul, that's 7 times 7. But believable, that's Yom HaChamishim. Yom HaChamishim is Yovel, that's Yovel, that's Lamayim and Gvul. So the idea of the sphere is that Tisperi Chamishim Yom, that the Chamishim Yom should shine into your Mem Tes. Work out your Mem Tes days, your Mem Tes midos, until they're ready to be mekabel by Matan Torah, the Yom HaChamishim, HaOr, which is Ein Sof, HaOr, which is Beligvul. The Ein Sof will come down to this world and give you the Torah, which is Beligvul, in your Kalim of Gvul. The whole mitzvah of Matan Torah is Agbolo, make Gvulam, because the air is so great that it's going to destroy your kelim. You will be unable to have a connection to grasp this air itself. Have make a gvul, but of course this ain't gvul should be in this gvul. This is really the air of Reb Shimba Yochai. Shimba revealed that chelik atayra, which is ain't soif. Sefidus atayra, the secrets atayra, niglus atayra. We know have a gvul. Having gvul, Sfarim said that it's very, very, very big, very great and very big, but it's a gvul. So in the Torah is called the Ein Sof, the Ein Sof of Torah, the infinity of Torah, the Ein Sof. Shem Baruch Hu says, first Chazal tell us that the Yimei Omer should be Temimos, should be full, shouldn't miss any of the Yimei Omer. It has to be Temimos, has to be B'Shleimos. Has to be perfect, complete. Amos am temimus. When are they temimus? When are they complete? Zman she'oisem ritzoyne shel moka. When you do ritzoyne shel moka, then it's temimus. Svarim say aramus oimer roshatevus oisem ritzoyne moka. That's roshatevus oimer. When are the temimus? When you do ritzoyne shel moka. So what's called the oisem ritzoyne shel moka? So Chazal tell us, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, that when a person is zareya b'shazriya, yichayish b'shazcharisha, he lives a normal life, you know, when everything has its time, you know, you have to live, you have to make a living, you have to be oisik in derecharetz and tatarim derecharetz, you have to be oisik in parnasa, you have to make a living, you have to set away time to learn too, you have time to learn, but there's. It's halak ba minik derech eretz. You have to be basafta the ganachol sereish chol serech. It says you have to work for panasa. You have to live a life of Torah. Everything has its time, its place. That's no normal way. Shem b'chor brought down a different oyer. I can't be too elaborate on it. The whole thing that has a connection to the oyer of Shem b'chor. But generally speaking, he brought down an oyer which is sort of a nace, it's a high oyer. It's called like beligvul, a certain spark of beligvul. And notice sometimes it's given permission, it's given rishus and the ability for a person to rise above the norm, above the normal way of living. You have to be on the madrega. Not everyone could do it. Harbi also kerab shem bechoy, but also be other. Many did the kerab shem bechoy, and the Basham Tov says also kerab shem bechoy. They wanted to imitate kerab shem bechoy, but they also be other. So they weren't successful. You have to have a shus for it. You have to have permission from Hashemayim for it. In other words, you have to be on the level. You have to be on the madrega. But the Shem Bechoy says, Adam Chayish b'shaz Charisha, v'zereya b'shaz Ariya, he's going to live his normal life. Torah matayle, Torah is b'li soif. Torah, you have to be gisa b'yem v'lor. You can't be mafsig arega from the Torah. You can't be masich das from Torah. You have to be attached to Torah. Yom v'lai l'ura l'hafsig. You're like the Chazon Ish, like tzaddikim, like b'li glu, b'li gvul, b'li hafsig. When you do Ritzayin Hashem Mokim, so then Manacht L'Nasa De'echerim, someone else does for you the work, and you could learn a whole day, you could be Dovik and attach to the Torah, that's called Oysen Ritzayin Hashem Mokim. So Tosis asked, V'safta D'Ganecha V'Sereshu V'Tzerecha says when you're Oysen Ritzayin Hashem Mokim, says V'Hoyam Shemoya Tishmu, V'Hoyam Shemoya Tishmu V'Tzoysa V'Shalechim Tzaveschem, you'll listen to the Torah, V'safta D'Ganecha. So the Torah says it's oisner ritzayin, it's not, but not kol kach, not so much ritzayin. It's ritzayin, but not kol kach. So in other words, there's two madregas of Torah. It's a madrega of Torah which is basically, that I'm not going to be elaborate on it, it's to explain the exact connection. But there's a, I only explained already, the Nigloisa Torah which has a gvul, is also requires a certain avoda which is in gvul. And in gvul, it's vasafta de ganach of sereshu v'tzerech. But the chelig Torah which is beligvul, soidus Torah, Soidus really doesn't mean only soidus. Soidus means that the attachment to the Torah in such a way that it's like it's hard, it's not the not plain. It's nisham. It's kol kula nisham. It's nisham of Torah. So you rise yourself to the madrig which is called pnimius Torah, which is beligvul. So then your avoid is also beligvul. It's also in a certain way beligvul without a gvul. That's called oisner tzayin shamakim. In other words, there's always a Ritzayin Shemaka, I'll be Nigla. Not Kol Kach, it's not a Pipnimis. It's a Chetzayin is always a Ritzayin, but not the Pnimis. The Pnimis is a higher Madrig. That's called really always a Ritzayin Shemaka. So the Torah says, Tispiri Chamishim Yoyin. You can't count Chamishim Yoyin. Chamishim is believable. Count Mem Tessia. But make this Chamishim be in your Mem Tes Yoyim. Or of Reb Shimon Bichol, Asad Lavi will be on the Madrega of Reb Shimon Bichol. Everyone will be. But now we're not on the Madrega. Harbi also Reb Shimon Loi also be on them. But at least the Or of Reb Shimon Bichol should shine into your Mem Tes Yoyim. So that's what the Pasuk says, V'hoya Mispar B'nai Yisrael. The Mispar B'nai Yisrael will be Kichayla Yom Asha Lo Yimad V'lo Yisafer. So Chazal tells us, here it says, Mispar B'nai Yisrael. There is a Mispar. And then you end off, Asha lo yimat v'lo yisofer, there's not a Mispar. So the Gemara answers, the Yumat, the Gemara answers, Ka'ab is Masha, Oysen Ritzoy Nisham Akim, Ka'ab is Masha, Ein Oysen Ritzoy Nisham. When it's Ein Oysen Ritzoy Nisham Akim, it's Mispar B'nai Yisrael. When it's Oysen Ritzoy Nisham Akim, it's lo yimat v'lo yisofer. So the Kasha is, it's a one pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hoy misper b'nei Yisrael k'chayla asher lo yimet v'lo yisafer." So, what are you speaking about? Is there a misper? Is there not a misper? Are you oisin ritzayin neshamak? Are you not oisin ritzayin neshamak? It's one pasuk. So the teretz is that in your misper, in your ein oisin, should be a light of oisin ritzayin. The misper b'nei Yisrael should be on a madrega of lo yimet v'lo yisafer. The yom hachamisha should go into your mem tes yoyim. Tispri chamishim should be temimos. Emosahem temimos. Bizman she'oysen ritzayin shalmokam. It's interesting to note, I heard it one of from the Rosh Hashiva of the Sha'am Kabbalah, the Shalai. He explained with that the Indian of the Riyah Kaddish put many kavanas on Tikkun Leil Shavuos. He put many kavanas, which usually you have these kavanas b'shas davni, b'shas mitzvahs, b'shas davni, and he put it in the, you know, sort of according to the Ri, you end the kavanas of the Yimei Sefira through the tikkun leil shavuos, the learning shavuos at night. So he noted that the pshat is that shavuos, you come to the madrega of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is tarasa im nasa, he does everything to the Torah, he's even potter from tefillah too. The Chazal tells us that Shimon Chaveri are potter from tefillah. Because they do everything to the Torah. They're in the Miyom HaChamishim. They're in the day of the Chamishim of Oysen Ritzayin Shemar, that they can't detach themselves from the Torah. So even they're part of from Tefillah too. Everything is Torah. Their Torah is believable. So in this Misper, B'nai Yisrael should be the light of this Yom HaChamishim. This is the Arab Shem which is believable. So that's called Kechayil Hayam. Like the Chayil Hayam, the Yam is Beligvul, the Chayil Hayam is in the Gvul. The Yam has an attachment to the Chayil Hayam. It comes, that's called Chayil Hayam, it's Mechobet to the Yam. So Kechayil, the word Chayil, not Kechayil, the word Chayil, and the Hay of Hayam is Memtes, it's Gematria Memtes. Yam is the Shar Chamishim, Yam is Gematria Chamishim. Chayil Hayam. Memtes Chamishim. Misper B'nai Yisrael, Kechayil Hayam, Asher Lo Yimet V'lo Yisaf. This is the Misper and the Lo Yimet V'lo Yisaf. This is the Ohr of Shem Bar Yochai. And this oil of Ein Sof, this is the etzem oil which changes over the Samach Mem into Kedusha. It's been nes, it's a nes, it's belig vul. Everything which is belig vul is called a nes. It's belig vul. Kecholah yom asher lo yimet v'lo yisofer. V'hoi b'mkoyim asher yom alam lo yam yet. It's going to come the yom hachamishim. You'll have the luchas. The luchas b'nes oyomdom. The Samach Mem is chai. B'mkoyim asher yom alam lo yam yet. The Samach Mem itself will be changed over. Be b'nes. It's going to be Bnei Keil Choy. So this is the Ur, this is the Ur of Shem Bei Choy. So this Ur has a connection to Lava. Yaakov was by base Lava, and the end of his whole Avodah with the base Lava, you have the whole story of Davonim, that Yaakov made Davonim, Gal, and Ha'ed. And the Svarim speaks, the Riyah Kodesh speaks about it, said this is the site of Lag Boim. In other words, when he ended over the whole Avodah of Lava, he learned the Sugya of Lag Boim. He went into this whole Inyan of Shem Bei Choy Lag Boim. The Gal is the Lag of Boim. You know, there's a shame which is called the Shame of Lekim by Sakoidma. And if everyone's so familiar with the shame, in other words, the letters prior, the shame alakim, for Aleph is Aleph, so they have Aleph. And the other letters is of Lamed Hey Yud, of alakim, there is before there the Kav Dalet Tes, which is Gematin Lak, Lamed Gimel. Mem is like a Mem Stuma, and Mem is before End Mem is a plain Mem, so it doesn't change. So the Mem doesn't change, the Aleph doesn't change. And the Kav Dalet Tes in the middle they change. They become, the Lamed Hayud of the Lakim become Kav Dalet Tes. So together it becomes Aim Gal. There's a lot in Kabbalah about it. Aim Gal. Aim Gal is Gematri 74. 74 is I and Dalet. Gal 8. Gal 8 is Gal is the letters that changed over. From Lamed Hayud became Gal. And the whole Shem Elakim became 8. Gal Eid is the secret of Lag Boim, secret of the Shem. It's called the Shem of Bitochan, the Shem of trusting Hashem. But Bitochan, the Soid of Bitchu Bashem Adeyat, of having Bitochan Bashem. So I'm trying to explain it a little. It's a whole sugya, you know. Yiddish I would have been explained better. I'll try my best. Yeah. The whole Indian of this Evan, this Avonim that Yaakov made this Galed and Lavan called it with Losh Targim, Yigar, his Losh Targim, Yigar Sadusa. It has to do with the side of Keteris. The whole Shmus that we're talking about tonight has a close connection to Keteris. Keteris is the Chiyas of the Samach Mem. And by Matan Torah, it says, Matanos Ba'odom, that the Samach Mem gave Moshe Rabbeinu Matana the secret of Keteris. Secret of Keteris. And the Rishon says, what's Keteris? Keteris is the Kedusha, the sparks of Kedusha, the Chelkei Kedusha, which is Mechai the Sitrach. It's Mechai the Sitrach, and that's the Soid of Loshen Targum. It's the Soid of Targum. Now in the Kedusha you have 10 Midois always, 10 spheres. Seres Adibres, 10 spheres. You know, by the Sitrach, we know we have 11. Not 10, 11. That's why we spoke about the Midbar. The Torah was given the Midbar. Torah was given the Midbar. And the Midbar is the Makom of the Sitrach. In the Midbar, it says, Achad osa yoim mecherev derech haseir at Kodesh Barneya. There's 11 days you go through this Midbar. From Kodesh till Mechayrev, Derech HaSeh at Kodesh is 11 days. 11 is the 11 Samamonei HaKtoris, 11 parts of the Ktoris, which is the Chiyas of the Samach Mem. It's a big sugi, it's a wide sugi, you know. I'll try to be very precise, So first, the Chiyas of the Samach is 11, that's why you also have 11, Yiriyos Yizem we have on the Mishkan, you have 10 and 11. 10 is the Kedusha, that's the Yiriyos HaMishkan. Yiriyos Yizem, which is covering the Mishkan. And it's also interesting to know that these 11 Yiriyos Yizem, which are covering the Mishkan, Rashi says that's like a color. She said it's like a colored snoo, which is covered with a white gown, and a white the color is covered. Lavan is white. Lavan. That's white. Lavan is the Ketores, and that's Yud Aleph Yirias Izam, which is Rashi says like a colored snoo. It's like it made the Beis Hamikdash into a color. So Yud Aleph is as a connection to Targum. You find a lot of words in Targum end with Yud Aleph. Ayo, Bayo, Rayo. That's Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is always the end of words in Targum, because Targum is Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph in Meluya, like we said before, Meluya like Yud Vav Dalet Aleph Lamet Pei is Gematria Samach Mem Aleph Lamet. So Yud Aleph, these are the Yud Aleph Samamonayak Torahs, which is the Chiyus of the Samach Mem. We know Haman and his 10 children are really the Yud Aleph Samamonayak Torahs, the secret of Torahs. So Rashi says, by the Nesiyim, when the Nesiyim were Makriv, the Chanukas are on Nesiyim, they brought Kaf Achas, Asara Zav Malayak Torahs. So Rashi says, this Kaf Achas, Asara Zav, Malei Ketores, stands for the Aseres Adibus. So the Aseres Adibus is Ketores. So Rashi says it's Ketores. Malei Ketores means, because Ketores, the Rishi says also this Kavana, by the Kavanas of Ketores, that the Kuf in Atbash is Dalit. And when you change only the Kuf, you change over. The Kuf in Atbash, which is Dalit, I have a whole Torah beer, why only the Kuf? But the Kuf is changed, the Kuf is also Samach Mem. Incidentally, it's a Kuf, it's Gematria Samach Mem. And you change it over to Dalit, so Dalit and the other letters of Ketores is Gematria Taryag, because all the Taryag mitzvahs are included in the Aseres Adibros, that's called Kaf Achas, Asara Zav, the Aseres Adibros, Malayot, full of all the Taryag mitzvahs, Ketores, the Soid of Ketores. Ketores stands for the Taryag mitzvahs which are included in the Aseres Adibros. So it means like this, that really when the Rebbe gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, it's not Stam the Rebbe gave Torah, the Rebbe gives Torah, gives the Amitana, gives the Torah. The Rebbe inserted Torah into creation, to the Bria. Istakl, Kitchabrich, Barai, Sabaral. The Rebbe looked at the Torah and made a creation. The whole creation is Torah. If you would look really in the creation, you'd see the whole Torah. Everything is Torah. Everything is Torah. Stachel Kitchen with Barais of Baral. The Bereshit gave Bnei Adam, Ba'aretz Nason of Bnei Adam, the Bereshit gave Bnei Adam a certain Avodah. Avodah is Hashem. This was the Avodah of the Avos HaKadoshim and the Avodah of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, till Matan Torah, to sort of extract Chalakim, particles of Bria, of the Bria, and make them ready that the Rebbe should reveal the light of Torah on them. It's called like Yamal Aman, in other words, it's a Serusa Dulasati. You take out Kedusha of everything the Bria. It's really Torah, it's sparks of Torah, but it's not finished. The Tikkun is not finished. You do your part. And when a person does his part, he has the Siyata D'Shemai, he has the help from Hashemai, and the Bereshit brings down his part and brings down the Torah, which elevate everything that you did to a higher Madrega until it becomes a Madrega of Torah. Those when the Bereshit gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, he gave, in other words, the Klal Yisrael came with something. They gave something to the Rebbeinu. They gave them all the Netzoyitza Akhtoisha, of all the Avoid Akhtoisha, of the Avos Akhtoisha, of all the Doris of the previous generations, which went through all the Nesiyonis, all the hardships, and everything they went through, and they gave that to Rebbeinu Shalom, and in other words, they brought sort of korban, a sacrifice, a korban to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and through that, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave on that the Torah. That's the secret of Torah, which is in Bria. The pasuk says, "Malacha Yom Kisanus Hayardun Tisuv Locha." It's Olam Ateva. This is a word of nature. How come the Yam? The Yam is runs away from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Yam is Eretz Nosson of Nayodom. It's nature. It's Teva. How could it run away from the Rebbeinu Shlomo? How could it become a Nes? How did it become a Nes? Hayar den Tisav Locher. How does these Nisim come all about? So the answer is Malifnei Odom Chilu Eretz Malifnei Leka Yaakov. The whole creation has Yerushalayim, has awe from the Rebbeinu Shlom, Chulu Oretz. They shiver when they see the Rebbeinu Shlom. They see the Elokai Yaakov. How does the creation see Elokai Yaakov? The Rebbeinu Shlom is a hoifchi atzur agamayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom changes over the tzur, the rock. He changes over to Torah, to agamayim. Chalom shlamayim amayim. In this rock of creation, the whole creation is like one rock. The Evan Shisiyah Shamamenu Hushas Oila. There's the Evan Shisiyah, the Evan, which is called the Evan Shisiyah, the Evan, the foundation of creation, which is called the Evan, the center focal point of creation, the Evan Shisiyah Mamenu Hushas Oila. This Evan is called creation. When Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Sela, or he had to speak to the Sela, to the rock, in other words, he wanted the rock to give Mayim. So the Zohar has a whole lengthy explanation. The rock gives Ma'ayim, means it gives Torah. It gives Torah. Torah comes out of creation. The creation gives us Torah. Ha'hoifchi, ha'atzur, there's a strong rock, it becomes a pound of water, gam Ma'ayim, becomes a lake. If it's a chalomish, it's a vihara rock. It's a bigger k'shei erev. It's more stubborn. It's more gashmis. It's not only going to give a gam Ma'ayim, it's going to give a Ma'ayim. It's going to give a fountain of water. It's going to give a spring of water, an endless, a maim chaim of water. The stronger the rock is, the stronger the stubbornness of creation is, the more water is going to come out from there. And you don't have to hit the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu had a chet to hit. You don't have to hit him. Just talk to him. Talk to him. In other words, say Divrei Torah, and then from this Divrei Torah, it's going to be moiled even greater Divrei Torah, and greater Divrei Torah. Our whole avoid and golus. The whole avodah, which all the hardships we go through in Golus, because the Asad Lava Torah Ma'iti Seitzah, from all that will bring all the Netzoitzen, all the accomplishments we accomplish through all the Nisyoins of the darkness of Golus, are going to become one big Karm. On this Karm, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to give Torah Ma'iti Seitzah. This is the Seidus HaTorah, which Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was a resemblance of these Seidus, a sample of these Seidus. Shimon Bar Yochai lived in the time of great hardship of Klal Yisrael. And Reb Shimon was a resemblance of what we accomplished through Churban Beis Hamikdash, what we accomplished through these hardships. It's called Evan Shisiyah. The Zohar says Evan Shisiyah, the Luchas come from the Evan Shisiyah. The Luchas are the Evan Shisiyah. In other words, the same Indian of the Evan Shisiyah, the Evan Shisiyah's Gematria Ketores. And when the Kohen Gadol went to the Kodesh Kodeshim, he put on the Ketores on the Evan Shisiyah, that from the Evan Shisiyah comes out the Tariag Mitzvahs, the Ketores, the Chiyas of the Samach Mem, the Tariag Mitzvahs. From where did it come? From this rock of creation, from the focal point of creation. This, and also the Navi says, there's going to be a Mayan, Yoytzen Ebeis Hashem, from this Evan Shisiyah going to come out a Mayan, it's going to come out a fountain, which is going to go into all the oceans, and it's going to be mamtik all the Ma'ayim Aluchim. It's going to sweeten all the Ma'ayim Aluchim. Ma'ayim Aluchim is called the Olam Agashmi, the Ma'ayim Boichim, the Ma'ayim Tachtoin, which they scream out, they cry, Anan Dinan Lehavik Adamalki. We want to be close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Ma'ayim Tachtoinim. From this Evan Shisiyah, which the Kohen Gadol went there in Kodesh Kodeshim, in Yom Kippurim, and he put there the Ketores, from there is going to come out this Ma'ayim Yoytzim Ebeis Hashem. Shisiyah is Gematri Ketores. And Shisiyah's Gematri Ketores, and there he put on this Evan Shisiyah, he put the Ketores. And when the Ba'is Rishon, the Aron was there. The Aron was there. And the Ba'is Sheni, the Ketores was there. So it's because, you know, Ba'is Sheni is sort of a certain preparation for Yemois HaMashiach, like the Rambam says, and many things doim it to Ba'is HaShlishi. But upon him, this is the term Miti Seitzai, of Lost Lovan. So after all the hardships he had in Beis Lovan, Yaakov Avinu, he says, from here is going to come a gal shel avana. It's going to come something which is doima to the Evan Shisiyah. Yigar sahadusa, a gal of edus, of edus, of edus of achdus abayir in the world. Ed is also a lashon adi. You know, in lashon kodesh, adi is an ornament. Gal Eid, it's going to be the Kuf Dal Kshir Tekala going to come from here. Gal is going to be Megal the Eid, Va'idabam, the Eidus and the Kishur Tekala. And Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa, the Anktargan. Sahadusa is Gematri Ktaris. It's going to become Ktaris. Gal Sahadusa is the Soyd Ktaris, called Loshan Targum, because Targum has to do with Ktaris. Yidal of Samana Ktaris, our Targum. So this is that Nes, that great Nes, Nesless Noises from the Kershat Tzela. Rabbi Chaim HaMalek, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Mizbeach, he called it Hashem Nisi. And the Zohar says, Hashem Nisi is the Soyd of Mizbeach Ktaris. Mizbeach Ktaris, the Hashem Nisi, just like the Haman, which is from HaMalek, is like Yudal of Samana Ktaris, HaMalek, this HaMalek, Moshe Rabbeinu made on Hashem Nisi. So it's very late, so I'll end up with this, that Nes is 11 times 10. So when you make 11 to 10, so it becomes a Nes. In other words, 11 is the Sitra'achra, and it becomes 10, it becomes Kedusha. It becomes 10, so it becomes Kedusha. So that's the combination of 10 and 11. In other words, you change over Targum to Lashon Kodesh. So this is the whole Indian of Reb Shem Baichoy, the light of Reb Shem Baichoy, the light that he brought down, and there's a lot to talk about it. It's the Indian of Omer Holchem Bachoshech Royal Godel, the ones that go in the Chosh, they don't see an oil. See our God, they see a very great oil. Can't really refrain myself. I have to end with one more word. It's really part of a big Jewish, but I have to tie it to something, a good tie. So it goes like this. Because there's the Oren, there's our God. Our God is Gematria Ner. But Ner is something that lights up the night too. So, Astamar is Or. Ama Olchem B'Choshech. The one the Choshech, the Zoicha, the even greater Or, is called Ner. There's a difference between Ner and Or. Now, the meaning of Or is Hamelach HaMashiach. No, Shnei Alafim Yimayis HaMashiach. 2,000 years Yimayis HaMashiach. 2,000 is 1,000 connected Mashiach. Ben Yosef, 1,000 Mashiach. Ben David. No, 2,000 Yimayis HaMashiach. 2,000 is Gematri 8 times Ner. 8, because 8 is like the Shah HaMishim. After 7 comes 8, Shah HaMishim. So the 50, 50 and 8 is the same Indian. Because it's 7 times 7, so it's 50. So it's after 7 comes 8. It's Ayur Shamel HaMishim. 8 times Ner. 8 times Ner is 2,000. So there's Ayur and there's Ner. That's a big shmuz. I have to be mamshim katzim. And by the Dora Mabu, Dora Mabu did big averus, and the Bunshim brought down the Ur of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe in the Torah, in the Ein, how do you the room is Moshe in the Torah? It's a Shagam, Hibasa, Vayom of Meves, Shom, that's Moshe. It's the Ur of Moshe. The Torah is Maram, is Shagam, Hibasa, Vayom of Meves, Shom. And this Ur of Moshe will give a certain hope for the Dora Mabel. They'll sooner or later, you know, last little bit have a tikkun too. Because I wouldn't let them be poigim so much that they shouldn't have a tikkun. The Bereshit said, "Lo yadn riche ba'adam lo." I wouldn't go. There's a gvul. There's kates on the chayshah. I'm putting a kates for the way. I'm putting an end for the chayshah. I'll bring down now the era of Moshe Rabbeinu. The 120 years that, you know, Noach made the table, there was the 120 years of Moshe, this is the 120 Yovelos, you have the 120 Yovelos in 6,000 years. And this, for like an end to the Pgam, sort of, to the Pgam of Dora Mabel. These 120 years, the Mabel was, not, it's like really after these 120, the Mabel, when it came to the Mabel was Shnas Elef, like Rashi says, Shnas Elef, Tar Nun Vav. 1,000 and 600, huh? 56. Tarnum Vav, yeah. Shnas Elef Tarnum Vav. Like the Dar Flogger said, Chol Elef Tarnum Vav, every Elef and 656 years, the Oilem is smited, but the Mabu was done. So the Ben Shalom didn't want them to be mekalkel so much, because Elef Tarnum Vav is Gematria 8 times Or, 8 times oil. It's not ner, it's oil. Oil is not enough. You have to have ner. You have to have ner or godoil. It's not enough at ner. You have to have or godoil. So you have to bring down Moshe. So if you add on Moshe to Elif Tani Rav, it's not exact, because you know in Gematria you could, one doesn't matter, one could be missing. It's a koil. It's really Tarn Nun Hey with Moshe, one less. Tarn Hey Moshe is Gematria for 2000. In other words, Moshe is Gematria 8 times Godel. 8 times Godel is Gematria Moshe. You have to change from Ur to Ur Goda. So the Baruch Hashem said, "Mishaga mi basa, bring down Ur of Moshe." It's Ur Goda. It says that Moshe took out the Rechush when he told the Klaus, took out the Rechush of Mitzrayim, which is the Rechush of Choshech, because in the Yimei Afela, the Shloshes Yimei Afela, the time of Choshech, they saw all the Rechush of Mitzrayim, they took it out. So it says, "Gam Ish Moshe Goda El Mioid." Veina Avdei Par Veinam. He's Godom. He's a great light. He's Or Godoy. He can light the Choshech too. In this man of the Shloshes you may have failed of the Choshech, they took out all the Netzoytzen of Mitzrayim. So the Baruch said, "B'shagam Yibasa, bring down Or of Moshe." The Baruch said in a lotion, "B'shagam," because Gam is Gmati Godoy. Gam Ish Moshe. Gam Ish Moshe. Godoy Moed. Moshe Or Godoy. Gam Or. This is also Or. It's not only Or. This is Gam Or. This is the Choshech is also not only also it's our God. Gam is Gemati God. It's our God. It's Gemati Ner. So after by the Shnas Tarnover, the Baruch says B'shagam Yibasov Ayom of Meivas. We shall bring down the Or of Moshe, and that's going to put a stop to this Choshech, because this Choshech could only be Poygim and Or. But the Or God is they're lost. The Or God that's greater from them. So Moshe is going to bring down the Or of Ner, and that's going to be Misakim this Choshech. That's why the minhag in Lag BaOmer, you make a adlokah. The adlokah is the Or Shebetaych HaChoshech. You light up the Choshech, and you make your kudam a simcha, and your kudam Or Tzadikim Yisma. The simcha of the sabchus HaChoshech, Or Gadol, B'meir, 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 B'meir,